10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Suzuwaki.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, grandmas, stepmoms, aunts, sisters, nieces, and those that make a difference in the life of children. Today is your day to enjoy and receive all the love around you. And I also have two extraordinary guests joining me on my show today. You're going to love both of them. Do not change that dial. Stay right there. And welcome to Aging Info Radio. We meet again. You can also listen to our show live on the web at aginginforadio.com. And, you know, my guests today, I met a while back. They are two very special women who were so much fun to be with. They're beautiful, vibrant, and energetic.
There she is, Miss America. There she is, your ideal.
I'd like to welcome Hermie Sherry. She is Miss Senior Arizona and the Executive Director of the Cameo Foundation. And as she said when I met her, once a queen, always a queen. And boy, is she a beautiful queen with an ageless attitude. Welcome, Hermie Sherry, to Aging Info Radio, and a happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, Sue, and the same to you. It's exciting to be with you. You know, as we all work for this Stand young, and that's what we want to do.
Well, you've done a really good job at it. And how in the world, you know, when you think about the importance of, you know, staying active, I know you live in a Sun Belt, you know, area, which probably helps with that. But what are some of the things that you feel are so important with aging? Because you've done a very fine job at it, Hermie.
You know, Sue, I really do believe, now barring major health issues, and I totally understand those kinds of things, but I do believe that you have to stay active. You've got to be active, physically active, and also keep that mind active, because we work so much in the homes and do a lot of talking and speaking and entertaining in the homes. And one of the things I say is get out of the rocking chair, get out of the chair, ladies and guys, if you can, and even the people who live at home. You've got to keep moving. I do think that the mind is a very interesting thing, and if you don't keep using that in the body, you're going to get old, and the only way to stay young and active is to keep moving.
So that's exactly what you do, and I can tell with your foundation and the Senior Arizona pageant that goes on every year, you're very busy with both of these, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We stay, you know, we started this actually, when I was crowned in 2004, then the very next day, somebody said to me, Hermie, what are you going to do with your year? And I said, at that point in time, my mother had just passed away with Alzheimer's because we had gone through a long ordeal with her. And I had been a volunteer for the Alzheimer's Association before I was crowned. And I said, I think I'd like to start a black tie ball for the Alzheimer's Association, because they had never had one here in the Phoenix area.
Mm-hmm.
And so the director said to me, if that's what you want to do, then that's what we'll do. So we started to work on it. And in 2005, we had our first ball, and we just finished our 10th anniversary of our ball last January. And then, you know, being actively involved with the pageant now, I became the media director immediately after I was crowned. So these are the kinds of things that I think that we have to stay up on. And then when our pageant director 2 years ago and her husband decided to join the Peace Corps, the foundation took over the pageant. So now we have that. So those are two of our major events that we work on all year long, in addition to all of our little events that we put on during the year.
Well, I just think the pageant is so great. I mean, you look at women as they move on down the road on their aging journey, and I mean, there's just so much wisdom there. And to have a pageant like this, and the pageant rule says you have to be at least 60 years young, right?
That's right. And we have to tell our age.
Oh, yeah, you have to put that out there, definitely.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure, is this just go on in the Arizona?
No,
all across, yeah.
Yeah, we're part of the National Senior America Organization, and they're located in the New York area. And our queens, local queens from all the different states, go on to compete for the National Miss Senior America title in Atlantic City in October. So yes, we it's about I think Senior America is close to 30 years old now, 25 to 30 years old.
That's so great. I mean, just to have something like this, and then you get involved in it, and I'm sure there's a lot of ways that people can volunteer and really spend their time.
We have tons. We're always looking for volunteers, but we do. Our ladies, once they go through the pageant, have the opportunity to join the Cameo Club, which we call that the Cameo Club, and it's a service club for the pageant, and these ladies entertain, and they work, to help send our Miss Senior Arizona on to the national pageant, and they help the foundation out. So that's it. But then in our Cameo Foundation, which is the 501c3, the charity, we have within that we have an AZ Inspiration, which is a professional performing group, and these it's men, women. We perform all over, and we have quite a few larger events during the year. In addition to these, the ball and the pageant, we have a big dancing musical fashion show that brings in money, and we do shows, too. So we, all of these ladies, plus we bring in a lot of the guys, because, you know, once you get, the lady gets involved, if there's a man there, we bring him in, too, if we can.
Now, what do you do in the group? I'm sure you're talented in singing or dancing or both.
I'm a singer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are a singer. Well, you have a beautiful voice for it. And was that part of you getting crowned? I mean, that was, what, 10 years ago?
You know, yes, it was 10 years ago. You know, I mean, you know, you're judged on four different categories. You're judged on your judge's interview. You're judged on your talent. So the judge's interview is 30% of your score. Your talent is 30%. You have to write and memorize and say your philosophy of life in less than 35 seconds. That, to me and to most of the ladies, is probably the hardest part of the whole competition. And then you also have a modeling. You have to model an evening gown. So that's the four competitions. When you start thinking about your philosophy of life and you think that you've got to write it and say it in 35 seconds, once you pare it down and pare it down and pare it down, it really does finally should be what you really stand for, and that's about you and what do you stand for and what do you believe, and that's what 20% of your score.
I'm sure you know that philosophy of life that you wrote and memorized in 35 seconds. I bet you know it so well. Would you like to tell us?
I certainly would.
I would love to hear it.
Oh, you know, I think it's interesting because we always, the ladies and the queens, when they're around, and if you have to say it, they always said they start practicing in their mind because of it. But if you say it every day for a long time, you remember it. Mine was like this. I have found that the best things in life do not require coupons, and in spite of our high cost of living, it's ours to be spent, not saved. I believe the bonus comes from giving of your time, energy, and love to others. I believe in sharing lots of laughter, for all our wrinkles should just merely indicate where our smiles have been. I believe you are richer if you have laughed, loved, given, and forgiven.
That is so wonderful, Hermie. I'm here with Hermie Sherry. She is the Miss Arizona 2004, and we are talking about the pageant and the Senior Arizona pageant that just inspired me. That is a wonderful philosophy on life, Hermie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's so great. And I'm sure after you memorize it for all that time, you carry it right on down the road with you, don't you?
I do. And you know, the interesting thing, and you said that you asked about my talent and if that was why I won. No, I think it is a package. But I do know that I did have one of the judges come to me after the pageant that night, and she said, you know, Hermie, I loved you all along, but when you gave your philosophy of life, that forgiven got me right there.
Yeah. I mean, it just says it's so well packaged. It says everything, you know, it just really covers a whole lot about living in life and going down the aging journey. And so you stay very, very active, and that keeps that beautiful, vibrant energy and glow and beauty that you have.
Thank you. Yeah, there really isn't any grass growing under our feet around here. We're going 90 miles an hour. But I will have to say, you know, my husband, we've been married for almost 52 years now, but I'm going to tell you, he is my rock, and he's right there, and he works as hard as I do. So I keep him busy also.
That's so great. So when you say you keep him busy, he's very involved with the Cameo Foundation. And
the president of the foundation, yes.
Oh, okay. And does he sing and dance too?
No, we use him for everything, though. He's our music man. He does the music for all the shows. He does everything that he's always with us. He's there. He makes the banners. He does all kinds of things. He does when we have the parades. He's the one that has the banner out there for the ladies. He gets everything ready. No, he does all of our web work. He keeps up all of our websites.
Oh, that's so great. And all that stuff, I'm sure you just keep giving him that honey-do list.
Right.
Honey, do this for work. Well, once again, I'm here with Hermie Sherry. She is Miss Senior Arizona 2004. We're going to hear more from Hermie coming up next. We're going to talk all about the things that completely inspire her and keep her so beautiful. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services, from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you can wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
And a happy Mother's Day. Yes, in the United States, there's 82 million mothers. So happy Mother's Day to all of you and enjoy your day. I am here with Miss Arizona Senior, and she is 2004. Hermie Sherry, and Hermie, your energy, your liveliness, you're so vibrant. What is your secret?
You know, I really don't know, except that I've always been an upbeat person, but I'm the oldest of seven children. And I think probably during my growing up, it was one of the things that I just had, you know, you keep always thinking, I can do that, whatever that happens to be. But I think that if for all of us, if you don't look on the brighter side and you always don't look at the hat glass is either half full or half empty. And I always look at the good side of it. And it may not always be that way, but I also feel that, you know, God has a plan for our lives, and if things are not going real good, I always step back and say, okay, what am I doing that I should be doing or not doing that I am doing? And those are the kinds of things that I do, but I do believe that I try to always look at the bright side of something and look at the good side and if it's not there, it won't be there. But if you try to bring it there, I think it's going to be there. And you have to work in that direction all the time.
Yeah, you just use the word. It's work. It can also be work and play. I mean, to have an ageless attitude or, you know, to wake up with your glass half full really does make a difference.
It does. It absolutely does. And I do speak and talk to a lot of people, and they are just looking at the doom and gloom side, and you have to say, look, you know, I had a little talk with a girl this last week, and she was having problems with somebody that she didn't want to know what she's doing because she'd been doing some good, and she was afraid they'd make fun of her. And I said, don't let them steal your thunder. Don't let them steal what you think that you're really excited about and something that you did really, really well. Don't let somebody else take that away from you. And
yeah.
I think that's one of the things we all have to look at. Don't let somebody steal what you're doing or things that you're working good for. And I basically think that in my particular case, in my life, I like to always think that it's good. And there's good in somebody. There's good things that are going to happen, not always look at the bad side.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Just like your foundation, the Cameo Foundation. This is such a great foundation because it is for victims of domestic violence.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure you speak to some of these groups. And I mean, just to bring that to the forefront, like what you just said, you know, my attitude is some will, some won't, and some might, and some don't. And whatever they're paying attention to or noticing, it may not be about yourself.
That's true. And they may not be having a good day.
Right.
See,
I wouldn't want to be you. Yeah, I mean, that happens often. You know, it might not be on your side of the fence, as I say.
Right.
Now, let's talk about your foundation, because victims of domestic violence, you know, it is growing. I mean, this is a problem throughout our country, and they, you know, there's a lot to it. So give us a little more information.
You know, we started out, and it's one of the things that we find with domestic violence as we were searching, because we really started out with that first couple of years with Alzheimer's, but we felt that Alzheimer's and cancer and some of these organizations, which we are all for and work for, get a lot of national help, and we found that domestic violence, it just doesn't get the help it needs. And you probably well know that as I grew up, and my age, it was kept a secret. It's actually more in the open now than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But ladies just didn't know they had options, and so they stuck with it. And one of the biggest percentages of our domestic violence now is our elder abuse, and possibly because they've lived with it for all these years because it's been a secret. They didn't want anybody to know. They don't want the kids are grown up. They don't know what they'd do now if they left. What would you do? They don't have the education. They don't know where to go. And this is true with our younger ones too now. I mean, they either don't know what they'd do if they left. They have children. How would they make it? And they need to know they have an option. There are shelters, but here in the Phoenix area, we have a lot of shelters, but there's still not enough shelters to take all the people that the ladies and the children who need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that we found as we started working with them, that it's a huge need, and we would like to try to bring that to the forefront as well as a lot of other people. But we do work to try to help. We work with a couple of shelters here,
mm-hmm,
that we support. But it's just, I mean, if we could support more, we would, because there's a huge need out there. There's not enough beds for all the people, the women and children who need them. And also to try to break that thought of violence in the children, if trying to break that as they are younger, because if they grow up there and grow up in it, they think that's a way of life. So mm-hmm, when they get older, that's what they're going to do because that's what they learned. So we try to, I know the shelters work hard to try to break that line of violence in the children while they're young, to say, this is not what you have to do. You don't have to live like this. This is not normal. This is not the way you need to live.
Yeah, I always say intervene. If you know what's going on, intervene.
That's right. And there's so many people that back off and say, I'm not saying anything because I don't want anybody to know.
Yeah, or I don't want to get involved. I mean, the intervention, you know, people, the bystander behavior is just, you know, really coming out these days where it needs to be, people need to make a difference or at least impact, especially, I think I read on your brochure that like every 44 minutes a child will witness a domestic
act of violence.
Yeah, that's incredible, that statistic.
It's huge. And when you think about it, it'll bring you to tears to think that, you know, what the children are watching and seeing, and many of them don't get out of it, and therefore they live with that, and that's how they, that's what they think is normal. Unfortunately, as they're, if you don't break it early, that's how they're going to live. That's how they'll go.
Mm-hmm. Even with the domestic violence and elder abuse, the common denominator there is fear. Like, people need to be out educating these people that, you know, to give up the fear, to not let it stop them, to not, because I know with elders as they get older up there, you know, really, you know, into their 90s, 80s and 90s, fear's there.
They're scared. They're scared. Right. I mean, and we're all in that. I mean, in the people that we work with and our ladies, we're all 60 and over. So, you know, we've got ladies. All of our ladies are elderly, if you want to put it that way. You know, I say old people, and I are one of those.
Well, you're a vibrant old person. Let's talk about the pageant now, because all across America, women that are over 60 should know about this.
You know, it's been around for, the Miss Senior Arizona pageant has been around, I told you earlier I thought 30, but I think it's more like 40 years now, because our pageant here in Arizona is 25 years old. We just finished our silver celebration in March of our 25th anniversary, and it was going at least 10 years, and I should know that right off the top of my head, but it's maybe about 40 years old. And it was started by a man called, his name is Al Mott in New York, and he started it. And it's been one of the things that they've been doing, and they don't, every state doesn't have a pageant yet. They're working toward that over the years and trying to. Our pageant here was started by a couple of ladies, Hetty Headley, she started it 25 years ago. She now lives in Florida, which she's now the director of the Florida pageant. We do try to put it out, and the national pageant is well known among the pageant area, but we try our best to make sure it's out there, because it's one of the things that gives women an opportunity, whether they've been a professional or never been on stage in their life, gives them an opportunity to do something that they never, ever thought they would do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot to it. There's so much personal growth that would go on there with, you know, pulling them out of their comfort zone, I'm sure.
Big time. Mm-hmm.
Did you experience that, Hermie?
Oh, big time. I could tell you stories that'll bring tears to your eyes of the ladies that have come in who have never, ever been on the stage in their whole life and didn't even know what they wanted to do. But once we worked with them and worked up something that they could do, one of them had never been on stage before in her life, didn't know what she wanted to do. She wanted to be a clown.
Oh, really? That's great.
Well, okay. So after working with her, we brought her along. We got her music. She got a clown outfit. One of the ladies worked with her on her dance and taught her a very simple dance. We put music behind her. You Are My Sunshine behind her. She did a dance, a very simple dance, but what she experienced was something she never ever thought she'd do. However, now she's gone on to our APS School of Clowns here in town, and she's a professional clown.
Oh, that's so good. That's a great story in itself. You know, Hermie, I could talk to you all day long. I really enjoy speaking to you. And once again, I'm with Hermie Sherry. She is Miss Senior Arizona 2004. And I just want to thank you so much for joining me on Aging Info Radio today, with it being Mother's Day. And you're a mom, right?
I have 3 children and 6 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren.
Well, really enjoy the day. Acknowledge yourself.
Welcome. Have a better day.
And thank you so much. We'll be in touch, Hermie. All right.
Thank you.
Stay right here. I've got another queen coming on. We'll be right back. This is Aging Info Radio.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value-priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit Emeritus.com, Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago.
Listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago. And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, live your life and forget your age. My next guest is definitely a queen, and once a queen, she will always be a queen.
There she is.
Introduce the beautiful and talented Miss Senior Arizona 2014, Lee Lotz. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Lee.
Thank you so much, Sue. I'm just delighted to be here and be a part of this.
Well, you've got secrets, I'm telling you, because you're the queen this year, but you are making 70 look like 50. How do you do it?
Well, you know, I love the motto, age is not what it used to be.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I and if people ask me my age, sometimes I think you need, if you didn't know your chronological age, what age would you be? And it seems like I always spontaneously answer 49.
So, that's a great place to be stuck in.
Yes, it is. It's a good place. But you know, my kids are that age, so I kind of need to increase it a little bit. But, you know, that's how I feel in my spirit and in my vitality for life. I'm having a great adventure in Arizona.
Now, I would think, too, I mean, you were crowned in 2013 because it actually goes from 13 through 14,
yes,
crowned as Miss Arizona Senior. And what's your year been like?
Oh, my year has been fabulous. You know, I am living an adventure. My son came down to Arizona and kind of talked me into getting in the pageant. It's not something I ever thought I would do, but he said, Mom, you've always loved adventure. You need an adventure in your life, and you meet new people. I said, you know, you're right. So I did it. And I, you know, worked with a choreographer on a little dance routine. She taught me a dance routine because I've only been dancing for 5 years. And I did a dance routine and entered the pageant, and it's just been a whirlwind of activity since, and I have loved every minute of it. And I've met wonderful people. I've had a chance to travel around Arizona and do shows, and all of our pageant, the proceeds that when we do a show go to women and children of domestic violence. So we're able to help others in that regard as well. And it's just been, it's been wonderful. I have met so many wonderful people, and I've enjoyed the rain. I've had my picture taken all over the nation, actually, and with people. And it's just been wonderful. I've enjoyed it all.
Boy, what a great son. I'm sure it just puts a big smile on his face to know that he pushed you to a, come on, Mom, let's sign you up for this, right?
Yes, he did.
Was That's he exactly with you pretty much the did, whole way so. Through, huh?
And, you know, my grandkids, it's so funny because my little granddaughters say, well, Nana proved that it's never too late to be a queen. And, you know, they're enjoying this as much as I am. So it's just, it's been just such an adventure for me.
Yeah, you know, when you feel good, you look good. And the day that I met you and Hermie, you, both of you were just beaming beauties.
Well,
the best
thank
way.
You.
Like, boy, you sure make aging look very graceful.
Well, thank you so much. It's, you know, I don't feel my age, and that's okay. And Hermie is just a delight. She's been one of the most positive things in this pageant and this experience I've had. She's just a great friend, and she's such an inspiration.
Well, you know, I think, too, you know, at 60 or on up, when people decide to actually enroll in maybe being a queen or a beauty queen, I mean, it takes a lot of courage as you get up there and being willing to take the risk and really grow through the process. It takes some courage to do that, doesn't it?
It takes a lot of courage, you know, but if you don't take a risk, you'll never grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all about wanting to experience life and grow and do things I've never done before. I do love adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's honestly been one of the best things I've ever done, was to enter this pageant. So I'm so thankful I did it. And I never thought this would be this part of my life at this stage of my life, but I'm having an adventure, and I'm just loving every minute.
How fun. Well, I am here with Lee Lott. She is Miss Arizona Senior for Miss America Senior, boy, for 2013 and 14, and this is Aging Info Radio. We're going to hear more from Lee Lott when we get back. She's going to talk about more about the adventure and joy of being a Miss Arizona Senior, the queen. Right, Lee?
Right.
Yeah.
Thank
I can
you.
Tell you absolutely enjoy it. Stay right here. We will be right back. When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
9615.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
And a happy Mother's Day to all the moms and grandmas and aunts and nieces and women out there that make a difference in the life of a child. And, you know, Mother's Day actually is 96% of American consumers take part for Mother's Day. Pretty high numbers there. Well, I am here with Lee Lott. She's Miss Arizona Senior America 2013 and 14, a beauty queen she is. You know, Lee, you must take really good care of yourself, or at least have some tips here that you could give all the females listening, or maybe even the males can take it to the females and tell them what they heard from you. You take very good care of yourself. What do you do?
Well, I do. I believe in being active. I always have been active. I used to run with my late husband. I've just always, we had a sailboat and we sailed and we skied. I still downhill ski. But I do work out and try to take care of my body. I do strength training and try to keep my body flexible. I'm still very flexible. And that's important. And I just got into dancing in the last 5 years, so when we are doing a show in my community, I dance all the time, and it keeps me young and keeps me active, and I love it. The other thing is, I think that's so important is our attitude, and you know what we focus on, because you know, I mean, we're told in the scriptures that what we think about is what we are. Mm-hmm. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, and so that. You know, our thoughts determine our actions become a habit, and our habit becomes our destiny. And so I think that we just need to think about what it is that we focus on in our lives. And I feel like it's never too late to be what you might have been. George Eliot said that, and I stay active physically, and I love friendships. I have many friends, and I'm enjoying that part of my life as well. But I think you need to have a dream. Mm-hmm. And I think you need to take a risk and step into an adventure in your life and go for it. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, you can make the second half your best half.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You've collected enough wisdom along the way to, you know that you have a choice. You have a choice, just like you said, with attitude. I mean, that makes such an impact on your life.
Yes, it does. And, you know, I've learned, I think, at this stage of my life, don't ever compare yourself to other people, because that's a thief of joy.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just be the best me I can be, and that's what I try to do. And I think not everyone peaks in their youth, in their 30s or 40s. Sometimes if we're passionate, we keep realizing new possibilities in our life. So I think it's really important. I think Mother Teresa said, life's a promise, fulfill it. Yeah. And that's what I try to do. So.
Well, you do a fine job at it. I'd love to hear about your dancing. I mean, dancing is such great exercise.
Yes,
and
it is.
And so you took it up 5 years ago.
I did. When I was growing up, my best friend was a dancer from the third grade on, and I loved her, and I lived kind of vicariously through her. I never danced myself. But finally, after my retirement in my late 60s, when we moved to Arizona, I took up dance, and it saved me. I had been a caregiver for my husband for many years, and when he passed away and I got into dance and music, it just kind of restored my soul. There's something about it that just lifts you up and elevates you, and I needed that in my life at that time. And I just, I still love it. I still have a great group of friends. I dance with the Grandettes, and we have a wonderful time and enjoy it. And it's something I really enjoy doing.
And I bet you when you took up dance, you had no idea that a few years later you'd have someone choreographing to be Miss Arizona Senior America, right?
No, I never would have believed it. And I mean, I never had danced on stage as a solo until the pageant. And it was this, and I am very flexible. I still can do the splits, so we worked that into my routine. And I ended up winning the best talent from the judges for that.
Oh, that's so great. Now, you must remember your philosophy on life. Do you have it memorized?
You know, I don't have it in front of me, but I think I could probably recite it.
I would love to hear your philosophy of life.
Okay, this is something I wrote for the pageant. And it's, life is what we make it, and age is nothing but a state of mind. I believe that each new day is a gift, and I choose to live it fully, celebrate life and the people that God has placed in my path. None of us reach this age of elegance without experiencing heartache, disappointment, and loss. I've determined I will not let these events keep me down, but serve to make me stronger. I will not stand to the side and allow the music in my heart to fade away and die. I will dance to my own life song.
Oh, that's beautiful. And once again, I'm here with Lee Lotz, Miss Arizona Senior America 2013-14. You're actually 2013. Is that how they do it?
Yes.
Yeah, but you roll right into the year 14 because the new
Well,
one...
I do, but we have a new queen for 2014, so...
But you'll always be Queen Lee?
Pardon?
But you'll always be a queen.
That's what they say, and no one, you know, I always will have the title, so it's and I have a lot of sister queens, and we are just that. We are sisters to one another, and we celebrate life, and we enjoy each other, and we participate in events around the state of Arizona.
Fun. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to hear from Lee Lotz, Miss Arizona Senior America, on her words of wisdom for Mother's Day coming up next on Aging Info Radio.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Do you run out of energy before you run out of day? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be exactly what you need. Are you feeling your age and wish you could reverse it? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be perfect for you. Are you willing to invest 28 minutes in the morning to feel great for the rest of your day? Qigong is on DVD. Would you like many good days in a row? Write this down, 800-782-4244. That's 800-782-4244. Or go to my website, qigong.com. Get the DVD, then follow the 28-minute daily practice routine and restore your life energy. Qigong could be the key that unlocks your vitality, youthfulness, and personal power. One more time, 800-782-4244 or Qigong.com, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G. Qigong today. Turn your clock back tomorrow.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value price suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Sue Zawacki, your host, and I'm here with Lee Lotz, Miss Arizona Senior America 2013. And Lee, you have so much wisdom, beauty, charisma, energy. I mean, you're just all around. So you have so much to offer others, but I would love you to hear your words of wisdom for Mother's Day.
Thank you, Sue. First of all, I would just like to wish all the mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day. You know, being a mother is probably the noblest thing that can be done, and it's difficult, but it's very noble. And you know, I just want to congratulate all of you. I think it's important to think about what it is that we're passing on to future generations. Sometimes at this stage of life, we're talking about trust funds and passing on China and things from our that we have. But you know, more importantly, it's important to pass on the love and the gratitude in our hearts, and to teach others the fact that life is good and God is good, and that we can be a blessing to other people. And my mother encouraged me and has helped me so much. She sacrificed to give me life and to give me a good life. With five brothers and sisters, it was difficult for her, but I think it's important just to pass on the love and the encouragement to edify and build up others and our daughters and our granddaughters and our grandsons.
And do you want to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day?
Yes, I'd like to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Mom, so much. I love you, and I appreciate you so much, and I just love you, and happy Mother's Day.
And thank you, Lee Lotz, for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. I've appreciated being here.
All right. Well, I've had fun with you and Hermie, and we had the Queens on, and now my paws pooch this week is King, and he is such a cool-looking one-year-old English setter known as a goofball. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS, and, of course, King is waiting with his paws crossed for you. Yes, Daisy May, that's King. He wants someone to call and come and get him. And if you are a pet owner or you're considering getting a pet, you should get Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. It will give you peace of mind. Aging Info Radio has made it very easy. Go to our website and click that Healthy Paws Pet Insurance logo. They have very competitive pricing and, best of all, unlimited lifetime benefits. Yes, unlimited, no caps on any costs. And this is very rarely offered with pet insurance. By going to aginginforadio.com, you will receive a 10% discount for the lifetime of your benefits. All at aginginforadio.com. And if you are stressed and caring for an aging loved one, give yourself a break and call Partners in Senior Care. Angie Landmaster will help you out. Call Angie at 847-548-1330. And give yourself a break. And I just want to thank my guests today, Hermie Sherry, Miss Arizona Senior 2004, and Lee Lotz, Miss Arizona Senior 2013. They are just vibrant, beautiful queens. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. You are an awesome mom. And I also want to thank my programmer here at AM 560, Debbie Schreiner. She is definitely the patient programmer. I am Sue Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old, be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Look around. See all those garage doors? A massive amount of them. And at one time or another, all of them need to be replaced or repaired. That is a great business opportunity for you. Aladdin Doors, a local Chicagoland garage door company, is offering franchises right now throughout the Midwest and Chicago.